It's an off day for the Cardinals, and this is brought to you by Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Lordo's Diamonds, Hair Saloon for Men, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. So yesterday we saw Dakota Hudson go, and we're talking about the fifth spot in the rotation and the battle that's going on there. I'm going to get into the spot on the bench, and I want to get into the bullpen. I'm going to start with the bench. How do you think the bench plays out right now for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Don't yet know. Need to know where Jed Jerko is. Jed Jerko has a calf injury. He was going to play Monday. Did not play Monday. Was going to play Wednesday. Coming up here, is not going to play Wednesday. He told us. So the calf has not responded. He's having a hard time running the bases. This is the issue: is the turning, running straight, not so much fielding his position fine. He's been able to take BP, which is maybe what he's clinging to. That does not leave many Grapefruit League games for him to get ready. But it does leave him a week, and he could stay behind and get tons of at-bats that way. He can go on the backfields and play five innings at one position, five innings at another position, and he could minor league hop, which is basically lead off every inning. That would allow him to be ready for opening day. If he's ready for opening day, then the choice is between Munoz and Drew Robinson. If Jerko's not ready for opening day, and this will go till the very end, this may not be decided until Milwaukee. In fact, it probably won't be, to be honest, is Munoz and Robinson will both make the team, and they'll be off the bench. They can both play center field. Tyler O'Neill, to quote Mike Shildt, is in, quote-unquote, a good spot. So that, to me, is that good spot is St. Louis. Find an apartment.
I think Munoz, too, in talking with Mike, loves, and the coaching staff, going back, and they were looking at video the other day. So take out FanGraphs. Take out all the different things that I and you and fans look at, and all these different websites, and how you just look at pinch hitting stats and left, right, and all those things. They look at video.
Yeah.
And matches, matchups, and they love how he matches up against some of the toughest relievers in the game.
Yeah, he's a great fastball.
Two-strike hitter.
He's a really good best fastball hitter.
Right.
And there's a real value in that. Drew Robinson, there's similar profiles, right?
Right.
So it's right versus left. How do they handle off-speed? It's who is a better balance? One of the things that the Cardinals could choose between, like, it's just a fascinating time, right? Like you mentioned video, but you could also you also know how stats play into this, right? So one of the things, like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, probably 30 years ago, they're picking Robinson because they're thinking, well, all these closers in the division are right-handed. You need a left-handed bat off the thing. However, now you go, wait a minute, no, Munoz, cranks against right-handers. He does really well. He's not bothered by it. And, oh, by the way, he's better against their best stuff. I think that plays into the decision. You can see that statistically or on videos or anything like that. So I think the decision is a little different. I'm eager to see what they do with their backup shortstop position.
That's the thing for me, too.
Yeah, I think this backup shortstop is going to be at AAA. I think that's how this plays out. And if something happens to Paul DeJong or they need to spell him or something like that, you're going to have Jerko maybe if he's healthy. Robinson has played pretty well at shortstop in the limited time. We did see him start a game and never get a ball.
Right.
But that happens in spring training. But we know what Munoz, he's got a great arm, true arm, and can kind of play a positioning game with shortstop. But I get the sense that if they need a shortstop for a week or 2 weeks or, something happens that they don't want to have, then it's Sosa. Or Tommy Edmond, maybe.
Love that kid.
He's played really well. Good versatility.
And a left-handed bat.
And a left-handed switch hitter.
Yeah, that's right.
He can do
a lot.
But,
I mean, I'm just saying he gives you versatility, yeah.
Right, so even adds more.
Right.
But I do think that they're going to get Sosa such primo playing time that he positions himself sort of like a few years ago when, remember, Cosma was the backup shortstop.
Yeah.
He was playing every day in Memphis. Not ideal spot. You're not making big league bucks. But in a way, it's like they're going to have the sixth starter and the seventh starter in Memphis. This is how it would work.
So your insurance. Bullpen, what do you like on the left side?
Andrew Miller, that guy's really good. Have you seen him?
He's going to make the team.
I think he's really good.
After Andrew.
It's a really good question. I think Treve has a place. He's out of options. And, again, like Gant hasn't done anything hasn't coasted. I think there's been times where Shreve has looked really good.
Yeah.
And I think that slider plays as he works with it. It's going to be, you know, he got split. You know, he used his split so much.
Yeah.
That's a good pitch to righties. He's going to have to face some righties, you figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that slider, I think it's going to play.
I do too.
He throws it for a strike, which is good. I think that wipeout, you know, is what he's searching for. You know, I think Webb has had some really good success. He and Lane both have had good success against left-handed batters at times. Like, you see how it would work for them.
Yeah.
You see how they could contribute. I don't know if it's enough to make the team. I think Brett Cecil starts on the DL. Mm-hmm. There's a real, I don't know, or IL, I should say, sorry. There's a real search for what's going on with him, and I think the time is working against him. He may not. I just don't know. I don't know where he fits at this point.
We got time.
In time.
That's right.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know. Like, I don't see, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Is there a rule? I don't see it. I don't know. You know, and at some point in time, you know, it's almost like Mike Leake, right? It's just not working here. Maybe it works somewhere else.
Right.
You know, and how do you make that happen?
Enjoy the day off, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks so much.
We're working on special section stuff, big guy. That special section, if you'll allow me to promote it, comes out Sunday in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. So Paul Goldschmidt on the cover, a provocative headline of some type that we're working on, and stories that from, you know, scouting reports by Rick Hummel, columns by Benjamin Hockman and Ben Fredrickson. Ben Fredrickson taking a look at Fowler that I think a lot of people will be really interested in reading. I'm going to do a story about how they're going to handle the ninth inning and what to make of that.
Awesome. Great stuff. Thanks, Derek.
And Paul Goldschmidt.
Of course. Thanks.
Thank you.